So glad we can be together Monday through Friday, noon to 2. You can stream us. You can come back and podcast us. And that counts, too, by the way, if you go to WJR.com, if you can't be here noon to 2. And I hope you have the free WJR app, as we right now have our Facebook and YouTube pages live streaming the show with Relentless Positive Radio. We appreciate you being with us, and we depend on some really good guest experts like our next guest, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, Jared Halpern. Jared, always a pleasure, my friend.
Nice to be back. Good afternoon.
The Senate passes a budget plan to reopen DHS. But what does that really end up meaning if they can't get the House to agree?
Well, I think they are going to get the House to agree, because what they have done is what the House has asked them to do. You'll recall there were a couple of times that the Senate passed a DHS funding bill that did not, that it funded the entire agency except for immigration and border enforcement. And the House has rejected those attempts. And so what this does is it funds those other agencies, the ICE and Border Protection agencies, through this secondary method. It's called budget reconciliation. It is a kind of arcane tool that can be used to get around a filibuster in the Senate. So you just need a simple majority. With that being passed in the Senate and being sent over to the House, it seems likely now that the House will accept this kind of two-step plan that the Senate has put forward, but we may not find that out until next week.
So the $70 billion budget resolution would fund the two agencies for 3 years, basically through the end of President Trump's term.
That's the idea, because they want to put off another shutdown fight for the next couple of years, because this DHS shutdown, now 10 weeks old, has been in large measure because Democrats have objected to funding of ICE and Border Patrol without reforms to those agencies in the aftermath of the deadly shootings in Minneapolis. Those reforms were unable to get a supermajority, the 60 votes needed, passing a clean, so-called clean CR with just, straight funding attached, could also not get 60 votes. So they had to come up with kind of a clunky way, which was passing a DHS bill that funds the department for the rest of this fiscal year, except for Border Patrol and ICE, and then handle Border Patrol and ICE separately, kick that over to the House. The House does seem like they will be in a position to pass that. That being said, there are members of the House Republican Conference who are disappointed that the Senate did not attach more. In other words, this is a reconciliation bill, a budget bill that only deals with ICE and Border Patrol. It does not have a lot of the other legislative priorities that Republicans would like, as it deals with voting reforms or overhauling voter ID laws or anything like that. And so you could see the House try and attach that, and it would prolong this process. It'll be up to the Speaker to decide whether or not he will entertain some of those efforts from inside his own context.
Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor, and one of those people a little disappointed, the guy I like. I like his homespun way of down-home talking to us, Senator John Kennedy, who briefly held up the vote, frustrated that the bill would not include parts of the Save America Act or other legislation. And I saw him say this, and he's probably right. He said, quote, "This is the last train leaving the station," predicting they would not be able to pass any other major bills ahead of November's midterm elections. But he then, of course,
withdrew. Well, they're not going to be able to pass another, but, I mean, listen, they'll be able to pass other legislation. What they won't be able to do is pass another budget bill, because using this budget reconciliation process comes with a lot of rules. You only get so many bites of the apple with it. They have to be very strict in kind of dealing only with budgetary matters. And so one of the reasons that Senate Republicans didn't attach some of that Save America Act provisions is because they don't believe that it's going to comply with the budget reconciliation rules, because it doesn't deal with spending. It doesn't deal with funding. It deals with changing legislation. And that traditionally is not allowed when you use this budget reconciliation process. That's kind of the trade-off. You don't have to have a filibuster, but it also has to be very narrowly tailored and very narrowly defined.
This is probably very much inside baseball, and most people don't know very much about this, but it's our baseball team when you consider it is our Navy, as the Navy Secretary, John Phelan, is out, according to the Pentagon. He was fired. I mean, he was unceremoniously, basically.
He was told immediately.
They didn't even pretend that he's going to retire with a gold watch in 2 months or something.
I mean, it's pretty extraordinary when you consider that it's the second major firing since the war in Iran began. Recall earlier this month, they dismissed the top army officer, the chairman of the army, in a pretty similar fashion. Now, this is different. The Secretary of the Navy is a civilian position, but it shows that there is still a lot of tension within the Pentagon, within the Defense Department, between some of these senior officials and the Secretary Pete Hegseth. And when kind of push comes to shove, it has been Hegseth and his team that have won these personnel battles. But it speaks to kind of how, I guess, tough it has become inside the department when you consider these are top decision makers. These are top leaders within the military apparatus that are being dismissed at a time where the United States is engaged in combat with a foreign adversary. And the Navy, by the way, is playing a key role because of the blockade, right? That this war right now is being essentially fought through these economic measures with the blockade of Iran. And the president just this morning indicated that naval operations are going to increase to sweep mines from the Strait of Hormuz, and that the U.S. Navy is being ordered to shoot and kill any Iranian vessel that is found to be laying these mines. So this is a time of a lot of action and a lot of major operations happening within the U.S. Navy.
Interestingly, Mr. Phelan championed the Golden Fleet, a major investment in new ships, including a Trump-class battleship. You would have thought that would have secured his position all the way through.
There is some reporting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh.
No, you're right, because there has certainly been a lot of reporting that the president wants this shipbuilding done. And listen, that is something that other presidents have said as well, that the U.S. Navy needs to kind of reorient itself and return to some of the shipbuilding. There had been some frustration, at least reports suggest, from the president that shipbuilding was not happening at the pace that the president would prefer. And so that is perhaps why you did not see an objection from President Trump when he was presented with this personnel move by his defense secretary.
Jared Halpern, Fox News correspondent, WJR contributor extraordinaire. Always a pleasure, Jared. Thank you much.
Sure thing.
We continue in Focus with Paul W. Smith. Relentless positive radio on WJR.